Eighth pack of Trumas, Mishnah Aleph, we're continuing the halachas of somebody who accidentally ate Truma. A woman who was married to a Kohen, so she thought she was permitted for her to eat the Truma. And he told her, that you should know that your husband died or he divorced you. So it ended up that she ate Truma, the Issa, because he was divorced. The same thing a servant of a Kohen, which had the right to eat the Truma, because he's king and kaspa of the Kohen. They also said that even though you thought you were a servant of a Kohen, but Meis Rabbech, your master died, and his descendants are not Kohenim, so right now you're owned by non-Kohen. How can the descendant be not Kohen? Either the descendant is a Cholol, or he had daughters, only daughters, and the daughters are married to Yisraelim. O Mochech, Le Yisrael, or your master told you to Yisrael, and also about Tony gave you as a gift to Yisrael, or also Ben Chayim, or gave you as a, he made you into Ben Chayim. All, he made you into a free person. All these situations was that he thought that he was part of the Kohanic family, or part of the Kohanic possessions, and he ended up not to be so. So he ate the Shagig, the Kula, the Truma, even though he shouldn't have. Kohen was eating Truma, and then he found out that and his mother was a devotee, or a chalutza, which renders him a cholol, and therefore it would be also from to eat. Rav Lezer says he has to pay 1 1/5 because he was shaking about eating truma. So this poor person could have been eating for years truma. He's going to have to pay back a lot of truma. Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua says he apostates. The Gemara says it's talking about a case that he ate the truma in a time that it was Erev Pesach, that he had to get burned the chometz, and he was all preoccupied with his mitzvah, and therefore he holds that that's that type of shagig. That's the reason why you're shagig is because he didn't have time to clarify the situation, is a type of oinus, and therefore he's potter. But other than that, we say that you should have, before, if you know you're in a situation that maybe you may not be worthy of eating shuma, you have to clarify that before you eat the shuma. This Kohen was being doing a void on the mizbeach, but no Yishuv and Grishim Chalutza. He also found out that his mother was divorcee or Chalutza, which once again renders him a chol possible to do a void on the mizbeach. He says retroactively all the kavanas that he brought up psulin because he's definitely halachically not a Kohen. Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher. Tremendous chiddush has exerted kosher, but says that in respect to the psul of chalolus, if you don't know that you're a chol, you don't possel it. Only from the time you know onwards. But if he had a different type of psul, that he was a baal mum, and he didn't realize that he was a baal mum, then everybody agrees that retroactively the avodah that he did as a baal mum is possible.